that goes. White on white crime, winecellarmedia.com. Getting black, doing the stuff and the things. All right, let's go ahead and check that board. Oop, boobadoo.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
All right, that's looking good.
Really let me go on camera looking this haggard.
Haggard?
Haggard.
That's like a misogynist word for woman, ladies, isn't it? It is.
It's not misogynist.
A great deal of stuff is. Society. A lot of our norms and customs are built on it.
I don't have makeup on, y'all, and I am tired and I don't feel good, so deal with fucking with it.
Deal with fucking with it. All right. Yes. So that's Phoenix Collider. Deal with fucking with it.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
All right. So, and there are new folks tuning in, checking out the program. You may not know about White on White Crime, White on White Wednesday in the wine cellar. Shit gets annoying. Shit gets rough. Shit gets hard to deal with. And, so... let's go for the fucky chuckles, right? And then we get right back.
Let's go for the fucky chuckles.
Yes, the fucky chuckles. And then you get right back to the serious shit, because if all goes right with broadcasting scheduling, then we come right back for Free Thought Thursday, which is typically the most serious episode. Mm-hmm. You know, like Free Thought Thursday gets real. I think the last one with Free Thought Thursday was with Lola Phoenix.
Yes. We got to see if Fallon can come on tomorrow, because she wrote that piece about coons.
Hit her up. You have your smart device? Hit her up.
I don't have the app. I can't message her.
Facebook is really booty.
Yeah, like it won't let you message. Okay, so here's my thing. For those of you who don't know, some people try to message me and I'll be like, oh, I can't read your messages because I don't have the Facebook app. You have to wait until I am at a PC somewhere so I can check it. People say, why don't you download the app? Well, I don't download it because they have a privacy issue. And a lot of my friends are Antifa, right? You know, like the black bloc people who wear like the black bandanas and the black hoodies and the black pants and the combat boots and go break shit and protest. And a lot of my friends are also sex workers. So the thing with Facebook is if those people are questioned by police, Facebook gives them data of what goes on in private messages. So I refuse to download the Messenger app. So you either need to text me on my cell phone. If you have my cell phone, I'm on Signal. You can private message me on Twitter. You can email me. But I will not download the Facebook app because I have way too many friends in vulnerable positions to risk the possibility of Facebook sharing that data with authorities.
Yep. And then Paul said, that's a hot instrumental. Yes, that is Mac Dre from the first Rompilation in 1996. It was the first track on the album. Yeah, that's the kind of beat, right? You hear that beat and you're like, yo, we have issues to cover. Black bodies in the street. Native women missing, getting slaughtered as we speak. Start shooting cops from their faces to feet. We have more by the numbers, let them taste the defeat. Socialize the justice and make it complete. Quantify the type of liberation I seek. Economic and environment, the silent release of the quieted majority that tried to compete. But the system is rigged up by the elite. Took the veggies off their plate, now there's hatred and beef. Took the steady job and pay, sent it straight overseas. Now we're left with the stress that we'll take to the street. Chained up, beat down, choked and poisoned. They would love for us to muscle up and hold the noise in. But fuck that, we'll knock a hole in the fence. Burn the corporation down and chop the owner to bits. Stop the production, cause disruption. Convince the consumer it's a flawed consumption. Poking holes in the culture would be hard to stand. To stop making garbage upon demand. Supply side on the global scale, the holy grail. Illogical economics supposed to fail. But I just digress from the bottom to bliss. Let me get back under the shadows of the foggiest mist. Yeah. So yeah, that fucking, yeah, that Mac Dre instrumental.
What? I told you so? I told you so.
Is cold stuff. All right. So let's go ahead and get that trigger warning up and or running and then get into some white on white crime. Can you dig it?
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. and this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
All right, and
in
people...
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, all oppression is intersectional.
Stop that!
And the end is on a loop.
It just fucking starts the hell over.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
Holy shit, damn. All right, so this should be quick and or fast. We're going to get through this gosh darn thing. What was that White on White Crime that you posted in there, Holman?
I posted a couple things. Keep scrolling. There was the one about the that one, and then there's that one, and then there's that one.
That I like how you're saying that one and not the... You wouldn't think she's been doing this for 3 years.
Because I don't want to, like, give away the title and you're not going to read it, because that's, like, a really fucking horrible spoiler with no presence.
All right, you've got to do this one while I pull
up
the...
All right, hold on. I'm going to brush off my British accent here, because this is a UK story. Let's see what the fuck I can do. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, snobby woman lets dog poo inside airport. Passenger teaches her perfect lesson.
What the fuck is going on?
What?
That's the story? Wait, to teach people a lesson?
Yes.
Holy shit. All right, yeah, let's see where this goes.
Yeah.
That's my species.
Yes, Dino Red says, white on white crime, America's favorite pastime. It is. It is. All right, let's see. Steve Hofstetter, who's a comedian, who, when he witnessed a woman who allowed her dog to foul... on the floor.
Allowed the dog to foul.
She allowed the dog to foul on the floor inside LAX airport and did nothing about it. He had the sort of stroke of genius we frequently wish for but never have. While walking to my gate at LAX, I noticed a woman whose dog was in the middle of doing its business, he began. The woman was loudly FaceTiming with her back to the dog, so I assumed she didn't notice. That was likely the thought shared by the gentleman who tried to get her attention. "Excuse me, miss," he said in a polite tone, but the woman glared at him. "Your dog," he said sheepishly. I like how they will be like, "Dude, your dog's taking a shit. Fix the problem." Like, ma'am,
and it's an
your
airport.
Dog. Yes. In an airport.
In a fucking airport.
In a fucking airport. Because it's not like there's millions of people in a fucking LAX airport. All right.
What the fuck? That's fucking rude.
Yes.
Wait, this is a British story about British journalism about an American story?
Yes.
So that's why they said a snobby woman.
Yes.
They don't realize, yo, over here in McMerica, you don't gotta be a snob to do some shit like that.
Fuck, Dino! What the fuck? Why do you say my accent sound like bootleg Mary Poppins?
Yeah. You got that Shasta cola, nigga.
What the fuck, man? Alright, the woman talking loudly on the phone was already bad enough, but things got worse. The woman rolled her eyes and went back to FaceTime as the man slinked away, seemingly embarrassed. Some people, she bellowed to her FaceTime companion. Some people, not me, but other some people. She bellowed to her FaceTime companion with no hint of irony. I like the low-key, editorializing of this piece. I really fucking do. Some people are just so damned rude. The woman started walking away, leaving everything right on the airport floor. Another woman tried to stop her. You're not gonna clean that up? She asked. Yeah. They have people for that, the offender replied. which makes me completely convinced this was a white woman.
They have people
for
that. They
have people for that.
That's exactly what their job, that's what they applied for.
That's what they applied for.
Sir, may I be a shit scooper? Like, is that...
They applied to work at the airport to clean up dog shit. I mean, isn't that why you would want to work at an airport? Just to clean up dog shit?
I'm so blue collar, how much? How many dollars an hour?
Like, how much does it pay? yeah. As you'd expect, the crowd was taken aback by the woman's level of self-involvement. Steve, the guy at the beginning of the story, waited for a maintenance person and warned people away from the mess. The irony was, as he later pointed out, that there was a pet relief area just two gates down away from where the party pooper had let her dog go to town.
The party pooper?
The party pooper.
Literally.
Literally, the party pooper. all my British friends are gonna be like, what the fuck are you doing? Don't ever do this shit again. Like Sam and Tamsin are listening right now. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey, it's like, hey, man, 1776, nigga, I'll do what the fuck I want. We don't liberty. Have to follow you.
And liberty. And then when I got to my gate, she was there too. Great. We were both going to Tokyo. To make it worse, her dog was now barking at everyone who walked by. I have nothing against people flying with their dogs. I do it often, but it is a privilege I take seriously. My dog is well trained and behaves better than most people.
Really?
Well,
I have my doubts.
We have a theory about white people and dog culture, okay?
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay.
That's an episode that's a long time in the making.
Woo!
We should just make it and put it on another feed and just hide it. People only find it if they're actually Googling hard enough.
I mean...
Or put it on cassette tape.
On cassette tape?
Yeah. Like, if
who
you don't have a...
Who has cassette tape?
If you don't have a tape player, you don't get to hear it.
I don't think we should do that.
Better start digging in attics.
Oh, my God. Go to the resale shop, man.
Yeah.
While her dog barked at the world, the woman had moved from FaceTiming with no headphones to listening to music with no headphones. I'd bet her car was somewhere in long-term parking, parked across three spots with the paint of the bumper from a child's bike she hit without leaving a note.
Who said that?
The guy who yelled at her. This guy who's been, like, documenting her entire fucking trip.
Oh.
What's his name?
Steven?
Steve. His name is Steve. Yeah. Everyone tried to ignore her, sitting away as far away from her as they could. I, however, am not everyone else.
Oh, shit, Steve.
I like how after they add that quote, they say it was then that Steve decided to take action.
And I like that they're the UK, I guess. Yeah, you know what? Woo!
I sat right down next to this horrible woman. Are you going to London on business? I said. I'm going to Tokyo. Oh, you're a dick, Steve. You're a dick. I see what's happening. All right, he said, are you going to London on business? She said, I am going to Tokyo. I said, oh, then you better hurry. That flight got moved to gate 53C. This is the flight to London.
Steven.
Steven.
That is no way to behave.
That's not appropriate, Steven.
You're going to make her miss the sky bus. Which, after last time I rode an airplane, like, I was just thinking about that Patton Oswalt bit. I was like, that is a fucking sky bus, man.
Yes. Yes. So you better hurry. The flight has moved to gate 53C. This is the flight to London. Steve admitted he wanted her to have a, quote, little moment of panic as her payback for being so obnoxious. He could not have predicted what would follow. Dun, dun, dun. She grabbed her bags and dogs and her dog in a huff and stormed out of the gate without even checking. She was so self-involved, she didn't notice that the monitor or gate still said Tokyo and almost everyone at the gate was Japanese. Some say Steve may have gone too far. However, he made a valid point saying... Based on her actions, she believed me that the flight had been moved, so she's also an asshole for not thanking me.
Oh, shit, Steven!
Steve! I lied to her and she thought my lie was actual truth, so she's an asshole for not thanking me for lying to her. Fuck her. Alright. The flight to Tokyo was at gate 69A, so the 53 gates were on the other side of the next terminal, and I felt guilty knowing she probably berated some poor clerk who had to explain that there was no gate 53C. You sent her to a place that's not even fucking real? Come on, nigga. Why you do that? Steve remains unsure if the party pooper ever made it back to her actual flight. Given that he did not hear her dog yap incessantly, it seems unlikely. Her missing her flight was not my original intention, but it would have been a fine punishment for her being so rude to everyone and making it a low-paid stranger to clean feces off the floor. What makes me wonder if I went too far is the knowledge that Delta only has one flight to Tokyo each day. Whoops! Maybe she can rebook on another airline. I hear they have people for that.
Jesus Christ, this guy, he has a...
Elise likes my British accent, thank you.
Oh, that's Elise, look, I see her posts a lot. She posts a lot of fun pictures. Like, when I see her pictures, I'm just like, I want to have a blast like that. Jesus Christ. All right.
So, I hear they have people for that.
You do.
I do. I hate to have people back.
Yeah, checking the decibelables. Oh man, that's heavy sound.
Really?
No, I meant the music.
I know what you meant. I know you didn't mean memes. Talk louder. They can't hear you.
Yes. Correct. Ma'am. All right. I like how right before I go to the homophobia that the pride flag comes up. Oh man. Oh, there's Frick Face. There's Face.
Face did
a lot of voice
face
drops.
Face needs to record more bumpers for us.
We know what's going on with that red cup, Face.
It's a Toby Keith song.
It is a fucking song. That shit. You did that to my life.
Nigga, somebody did that to my life. I gotta do it to somebody else's life. It's a fucking chain of violence. Fucking accept that shit.
That's not fair. That's kind of fair.
You know what else isn't fair? Life. Suck it up, Buttercup.
Are you fucking libertarian?
And I was stuck in a car. I couldn't even turn that shit off. I had to listen to the whole fucking song.
The whole fucking song.
I said what I said.
You know what? This music is fitting for Brian Fisher. Ugh. All right, so he's back on. He's comparing gay folks to Nazis is a regular thing with him. That's just ongoing. But this one is there's an update, right? So there was this. You know how folks don't want to serve gay people because they don't care about free market or anything like that. And and this one wasn't a cake though. This was a florist, right? And it was a Supreme Court in Washington. They ruled unanimously that the florist Barnell Stutzman had violated the state's anti-discrimination law when she refused service to a customer seeking to purchase flowers for an equal wedding. All right, I keep seeing same-sex wedding, and for some reason that doesn't sound right when I hear myself say it.
Same gender?
Just a dadgummit wedding.
A wedding?
Yeah, it needs no prefix. It's a wedding.
I mean, technically, yeah, it needs no prefix, but also the story happened because there was a prefix.
Like, unless it's themed, right? Like, you have a Star Wars wedding, or a fucking, an Inspector Gadget wedding. If it's themed, then prefix it. But if it's not themed, don't prefix it. BDSM wedding, right? Like, hey.
Don't forget your safe words, boys and girls. Huh.
Your safe words are I do. So everybody just oh man, that's a good old time right there. I'll tell you what. Fuck 50 Shades. Predictably, the ruling did not sit well with extremist anti-LGBT religious right activist Brian Fisher. So let's just...
I just appreciate the fact that they're calling him an extremist. I mean, he is one, but I just appreciate the fact that those sort of prefixes are now being attached to the right as they should fucking be.
Yeah, and really, you know what? Because for the right, like, their normal is extreme.
Right.
Yeah, because that's just... This is casual for them. All right, here he goes.
This is the gay Gestapo.
All right. And like I said, he stays hitting them with the... All right, let's give that a running start.
This is the gay Gestapo. These are the jack-booted homosexual fascists.
Fascists. He is so...
What the fuck is a fascist?
It's basically, it's a fashion fascist. A fashionista fascist.
Like, we look fucking good in our boots and Nazi boots and armbands.
Oh, fuck
with
yeah.
The gay Gestapo.
Most booted fucking homosexual fascist. Fascist of the LGBT movie.
The LGBT movie? Yeah, he can't get a damn word right.
Wait, what the fuck is you watching when you go home? What you be watching, Brian Fisher?
The look on his face is answering you. You know what the fuck I be looking at? Don't worry about that. You mind your fucking business. I watch NFL games in slow motion. That's what the fuck I do. Grown. He's grown. You might let him mind his business.
Fascists of the LGBT movement, they are imposing tyranny and they are imposing slavery. They're bringing these things back.
Tyranny, slavery, fascist, gay Gestapo, it's a movie. Who knows where he's going next? It only takes him 15 seconds to get on all that old bullshit.
Damn, they found out the gay agenda.
Woo.
And they are imposing slavery. They're bringing these things back to America, all in the name of tolerance and compassion. You remember what Kristallnacht was? That was 1930.
I'll point out, though, at least a fucking white person admitted slavery happened and it was bad.
Yeah, no, he's talking about when the Irish were slaves.
Where the Nazis went through the Jewish parts of Berlin and they broke windows. They set businesses on fire. They shut them down. They drove Jewish people out of their homes and set their houses on fire, their homes on fire. Now, I'm not saying that's what the homosexual fascists are doing today.
But it is! But it is! You fucking said that!
I said that's what they are, but I'm not saying that's what they are. I'm only speaking it. You see, there's a difference between speaking it and saying it. You see what I'm saying?
You fucking said it. Also... I appreciate the casual co-opting of Jewish oppression. That was also slick.
You know, they're using judges' gavels instead of lead pipes. That's
all right. They're using everything he says is a punchline.
What is life?
They're all hits. Like, he is Rodney Dangerfield with this shit, man.
I get no respect.
Instead of lead pipes, that's what they're doing. But it's the same deal. This is Kristallnacht. I mean, they're trying to put this woman out of business. They're trying to shut her down.
I also point out that Kristallnacht
means
like Kristallnacht, but night, as in like one day.
Yeah.
Apparently, this has been an ongoing fucking thing for him for like years. So this is like the longest Kristallnacht ever.
Oh yeah, like I've been checking out Brian Fisher clips for years to the point of where I'm actually watching his hairline recede as I watch him stay on this shit. I'm gonna watch him die doing this shit. I can't wait to watch Pat Robertson die doing this shit. Yeah, I just said I can't wait to watch motherfucker. You goddamn right.
Yeah.
Fuck, that nigga's in the fucking blood diamond trade. Fuck that nigga.
They're trying to evict her from her home. That's where they tried to go with this whole thing. How is that any different? Just the weapons are different.
Yeah, just that's all.
Right, because there's like a total fucking, difference between saying you have to legally do this thing that everybody has to do versus showing up at your house, dragging you out in the middle of the night and beating you to death with a lead pipe. Like, those are completely the same exact fucking thing.
And also, it is definitely happening. New York man with chainsaw cuts through door and hurts boss. What the fuck is this? I didn't even know you put this in here. What the fuck is it? This is the kind of shit that where I'm like, it's going to be a short show. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? This how they all end up being. No, this will not be a full hour. 25 minutes. We're gonna wrap this motherfucker up, but you done dropped a bomb on me, Miss Woman.
It's a short one. It's a really short one.
What the fuck is happening? All right. Coming off of the Associated Press, state police say that a 29-year-old man used a chainsaw to cut through the door of his boss's upstate New York home. Does he not know the purge isn't real? It's not real. You can't just do that when you're mad at somebody once a year. All right, New York home causing severe injuries to the employer's hand. Ooh! A chainsaw to the hand?
Yeah.
Why don't they just say he ain't got no motherfucking hand no more? Woo! I can't. That thought fucks with me. troopers say that Kyle Poor... Why are they picking these names? What is the deal with the fucking names this year?
I do not name these people. This is their name. They come in the story already, like...
Oh, man. All right. So Kyle Poor of Lyons Falls used a running chainsaw late Saturday night to cut through the bedroom door of his employer's Lewis County home. Through the bed? So he was already in the fucking house? Through the bedroom door?
Yeah.
Does he live there? Are
nope.
you the butler, nigga? Are you Jeffrey? You ain't Jeffrey. In upstate New York, troopers say that Kyle Poor of Lyons Falls... wait a second. Police say that Poor caused severe cuts and tendon damage to his butt. This isn't even funny, you weirdo. Maybe it's my voice, if that's, you know what.
Your voice is kind of funny.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. the tendon damage to his boss's hand then fled the scene... on foot, fuck it, why not? On foot before troopers arrived. Police, they pulled out the cop dog and they tracked him in nearby fields and in a wooded area where he was caught. Yeah, niggas tend to forget, like, fucking, like, not all New York is fucking buildings. Like, they, like, yeah, they said upstate.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when you go north a wee bit.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah, before he was caught, police haven't said what led. Ooh! Oh! Oh, Jesus. Hey, police haven't said what led to the incident, and Poor is jailed on assault charges. Prosecutor says...
Could fucking be there for attempted murder, really.
And then they said, the prosecutor said that a lawyer assigned to his case has a conflict of interest, so he'll be assigned another lawyer. What's that? It just ends there. What is happening, Associated Press? What else happened? Why is there a conflict of interest? I'm looking at the comments section. I don't give a shit. Somebody said, this is not a drill. You motherfucker.
Oh, no.
No bonus check. They have a Simpsons GIF where Homer's running up on a chainsaw. Hello, chainsaw-wielding man. Meet my 45. Oh, you're a fucking guy.
There's always that fucking guy.
Yeah, that just, they're 100% sure that I'm gonna defend my home with my shooting gun.
Which, man, I want to pull up, like, every fucking story of, like, man who just bought gun is mugged by man with another gun.
Huh? Who would have thought that might happen?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking, I guess he didn't get the memo. The bonus checks are in. All right, everybody's gonna make a bunch of bonus check jokes.
Yeah.
All right, I guess I want to go to what I named the episode for.
What
which
did
was
name episode four? I don't even know.
Oh, it was the thread I made about questions to ask Donald Trump.
Oh,
right, like the Facebook heads already know because they were in the thread, but the podcast listeners don't nizzo.
The Twitter followers, Twitter users don't know either. So there's that.
Oh yeah. Shit! Yeah. Well, it's time to get black. All right, so here we go. So. Questions to ask Donald Trump at a news conference.
Oh,
I started it off, and then we had ourselves a little thread.
Woo!
So, at a press conference, ask Donald Trump this. Mr. President, how are you going to stop the fourth branch of government from banning the Pledge of Allegiance in private schools? Guarantee you he tries to answer it.
Woo!
Guaranteed. And then Raymond Loco said, off the top of his head or out of his ass.
Same difference. Really.
That's right. Every time, because people say that regularly. I'm always like, that's the same dat-gummit thing. I tell you what. And then Sophia Loco, other Phoenix, said, I honestly, oh wait, no, because she had some questions in there.
I like Liz's comment. Listen, no one is more allegiant than me.
Allegiant?
He would fucking say that shit so he
Jesus
fucking
Christ, no one is more allegiant than me. And then what else did we have going on in the sub thread? I said, Oh, yeah, they were clowning that he's, oh, yeah, because I said, fucking, is he more like Marshall Mathers or Reggie Noble? Which one was it? Sean Carter.
Sean Carter?
Yeah.
Mathers.
Yeah, ask
Sean
him if he's
Carter.
More like the 24th president, Sean Carter, or more like the 21st president, Marshall Mathers, when it comes to civil liberties.
And this nigga wouldn't even know. He wouldn't even fucking know.
He'd be like, I'm kind of like Sean on civil liberties. Well, I'm kind of like Marshall when it comes to freedom.
According to my good friend Frederick Douglass.
Oh, shit. I should tell him I'm Frederick Douglass.
You fucking shit.
We gotta stop clowning on the internet and just go do the shit.
You didn't fucking go tell him and be like, I'm Frederick Douglass and I approve your move to call it African American History Month.
And I also think we should have a White History Month. I don't believe in this racism. We don't have a White History Month.
Well, I mean, we can make February All Lives Matter Month.
I mean, there is a month that has President's Day shoved into it. That seems like white history. I gotta make a supercut of myself laughing on all these episodes. Fucking like, it would easily be like an hour and it would be horrible.
It would be horrible.
Raymond Loco said, what is his position on the miseducation of Lauryn Hill?
You know, the Education Act passed in the 90s.
Oh, man. And that'd be a great one. They should have asked Betsy DeVos that. Like, seriously, they ask these people these questions and watch them really try to answer them. Like, just, like, and just blow up the spot of how ignorant they are. Yeah, he'll trip and kick niggas out of the newsroom, like, the next week. But he's not going to know right there on the spot. Yeah, he's not going to know until he goes to the internet and sees, because, you know, he's scrolling.
He is.
Shit, he's reading this thread.
What did Alex Jones say about it?
And then
you think OPP is a trade deal?
He would. Don't ask him.
OPP.
Oh man, what did Chris Loco say? You have better eyes.
Ask him if he knows of the score about the miseducation of children out there and all these bootleg versions of school textbooks talking about Moses.
Oh, the score. Fuji la la la.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Oh, what do you see? Yeah, you control it.
Oh, yeah. Does the president have plans to protect Linkin Park, or will it consider drilling there too? Why?
That's fucking... I love it.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? Y'all ain't got no home training. What will it mean for Mexican American relations when it comes out that Jeff Sessions left his wallet in El Segundo?
Is that a tribe called Quest or De La Soul? I can't remember.
Y'all not right. Is he planning on colonizing Bruno Mars?
Ugh.
What does he feel about the charges against Jefferson Smith and his unusual filibuster? And then Lisa came with a quote, the fourth branch is awesome and really important to me.
It is. He would say that.
It's like the biggest, most important. It's huge.
Yeah, and we're going to get that under control. I got a lot of people on that. Great people. Really good guys. You're going to love them. That fucking guy, man.
They're the best people.
And just in case you forgot how articulate Donald Trump is when it comes to him explaining things, he'll tell you.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
That's from the press conference we missed. Let's hear that one more time.
You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
It's fucking great. Yeah.
I've heard more articulate first graders. I'm not even kidding.
Including some bad things. All right. Let's,
Oh, so wait. You didn't catch his anti-Semitism thing. Where he was like, he was...
Oh, he said he's the least anti-Semitic person,
you
know?
He said he's the least anti-Semitic, but then he also made another statement after the, because you know there was that Jewish cemetery around St. Louis area that was vandalized?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So in light of that, and then there was a bunch of bomb threats at a bunch of other Jewish centers, and he made a statement about how he's, like, not anti-Semitic. It was very important.
Yeah, see, man, I listen to way too much news a day. Like, when you say it, I gotta think for a second. Oh, fuck, I did hear that. Yeah, man, because I fucking, Surprisingly, this program called Michael Imhotep Show is actually a darn good news program show. Mm-hmm. And then Scotty Reed has darn good news. David Pakman does a good job. The Young Turks do a good job. I follow Rachel Maddow. She does a good job. She's a sellout, but she does a good job. Mm-hmm. I listen to lots of news. Great news. Really good news programs. The news. Yeah. Always winning. What? So much news, you're going to get tired of information.
Okay.
Now, we've played Josh Bernstein before, and he still don't like Obama! And he's going to tell you why.
Who does, really? Nobody likes Obama.
Josh Bernstein's
right. It is customary for
this fucking former guy. Presidents.
Yeah, you saw me doing show prep with him. Why, you don't like Josh Bernstein? Mm. He's telling you what is customary for former presidents to do. What?
What the fuck does nigga know about any motherfucking thing ever?
He knows that... You know what I could tell about his head being shaved bald? That his hairline comes too far over his forehead. Because I can see the almost new growth about to come in. Yeah, that's why he shaves his head bald. You think, but you still look like a little penis. Like...
Anyone ever tell you look like a little penis with a hat on?
Yeah, I have that DVD. A League of Their Own, folks. Learn about it.
It is customary for former presidents, when they are no longer president of the United States, to exit the White House gracefully, quietly, and without really any disturbance.
Hasn't Obama All right. been on vacation since he fucking left? This nigga fucking stayed on the beach.
You can't prove that. On the beach.
They posted a Valentine's Day picture playing footsies in the fucking sand.
Yeah, it's Photoshop. You know, look, those Negroes are very deceptive.
They are to leave Washington. Sometimes they stay, but normally they leave Washington. They go back to their lives as private citizens. And they do not meddle, they do not comment, and they do not ridicule.
What the fuck does nigga say? He ain't say nothing. He been on the beach.
Lots of things. He's meddling, he's commenting, he's ridiculing. Y'all, I know how y'all folks see that all the time. Obama just popping shit day for day. He knows. Josh Bernstein knows.
The incoming administration. However, Barack Obama is not... a typical former president.
He's
black. Carved. What?
Well, he's not full black. He's kind of like caramel colored. He's kind of... It's a very nice black. I kind of prefer it myself. And he had very decent body, very slim build. Very nice, nice looking. You know, Donald Trump's very nice body himself. He's very... What? He's very raviolish. Very... All right.
He is very raviolish. Looks like a fucking tortellini with the... Yeah.
We don't like it. I can't stand that fucking pizza pocket. Ugh. All right. Ugh.
He is an arrogant, elitist, communist, Marxist, Muslim scumbag that...
All right. All of those things. Marxist scumbag.
He's a Marxist, communist...
Elitist. I like, yeah, and that's the thing. You know how Marxists are also very elitist. Those elite Marxists. You're damn right.
Is that the way he's also a Muslim and an atheist at the same time?
Fuck, well, I don't think I grabbed that one that we were watching where... Maybe it's this clip. Let's see. I don't want to jump the gun here.
In 8 years, fundamentally transforming America...
You know, it's completely different. Whole other shit. That's what climate change was.
That it was the blackening.
Yep.
The Musliming.
Yeah.
The Islamicizing.
Indeed, because you got to think he brought all that Middle Eastern heat over here. Heated us right on up. Now what? It only snowed twice in Illinois. It was about 66 degrees today. It's hot. Hot, woman. Hell. And the fucking gas company tried to get us to pay that flat rate bullshit.
Right?
Fuck that, right. Nigga. I'm going back to my $12 a month, nigga, real soon.
And making sure
that he destroyed every aspect of what makes America great from our history.
You know how you can destroy history? Like Texas school books?
But we have a history of white revisionist history, so what is history really? I think that the important thing to know...
Yes?
...is that history is actually a series of alternative facts.
It is?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
To our culture. To our traditions.
Yep.
And he will go down in history as one of, if not the, worst president in American history.
Hey, do you know how he got rid of our culture and traditions by being a tall, hetero, masculine man that married a, one would argue, a very pretty woman, yeah, and then had two children,
yes,
and then climbed the business ladder
job? But he wasn't politicianing right because they never had a sex scandal, and we cannot prove he cheated on his wife like all the other normal men in D.C.
There was a black penis in the Lincoln bedroom. That is a sex scandal in and of itself. Pantsed or unpantsed, the fact that it's there is a sex scandal. And then, folks,
We just gonna pretend that that's the first time a black penis was in the White House when slaves built the fucking White House.
They were not there out of their proper pornography films they have today.
Mm-hmm.
Here mm-hmm. we go. I can't off the top of the head any punchlines anymore. Here we go.
He is the first president to be an illegal alien president.
All right. Yeah. George Washington. First president.
What? Thomas Jefferson. What?
He is the first Muslim president, not African American.
I don't know if you folks knew that. By default of being a Muslim, you is not be Africanized McMurrican. No, dat gum mo.
Who's in the chat room? Americans are Christian. There's no Muslims here.
SEZ, you missed the rap. You missed learning about uranium and all the bad things it does. You missed
Brian Fisher
with the gay Gestapo. Poop in a dog airport.
Poop in a dog airport.
For some reason, somebody.
There's people who work here for that.
A disgruntled New York man with a chainsaw. You're gonna want to check the archive. Go in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, anywhere you get a podcast, and go to the Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media. Right now we're on Josh the Bernstein Bear, and he's educating us on all things Obama. And something I did not know is that if you're a Muslim, you are not an African American.
Everybody knows that.
Yep, ask Malcolm X.
President. Not African-American. Muslim president. Not African-American president.
Wait, what?
You are a socialist in practice because you have Marxist ideas, which makes you a communist, which is the same thing because the book was called The Communist Manifesto. I think.
That's not how any of this works.
Excuse?
No.
You never excuse me. She never excuses me. Ever. And I ripped some gnarly farts. I need those things excused, man. It's like validating parking, yo.
To win the presidency. And possibly the first closeted homosexual.
All right. The first closeted homosexual.
The first one.
Yeah. The originator.
I like how the fact, though, that, like, being a Muslim, being a communist, being a Marxist, being a socialist, being a homosexual is, like, a disgrace to the White House, but not the fact that there have actively been men in it who owned slaves, were rapists, were wife beaters, and were in the KKK. But the important thing...
That made them the best presidents.
But the important thing is that the House was desecrated because socialism.
That's right. And a pretty dark-skinned black woman in there that those white men couldn't rape. I still think that Michelle Obama was far more offensive than Barack to like white male patriarchy and rape culture.
Probably.
I think that's why they flipped their shit about her so fucking much.
I think so. Yeah.
That's to be debated. in all.
Wait, it's to be debated. Wait, what's to be debated? Let me run it back. Let me run it back.
Closeted homosexual. That's to be debated.
How do you debate that? Who comes up? Who has their notes?
Okay. Because there's like, well, you know, the conspiracy theory, right?
Oh, that there was some guy in Chicago that he used to rock out with at a YMCA or some shit.
Well, there was that, but I meant the other conspiracy theory.
Why?
Is that like...
Oh, Michelle is...
Michelle is actually a trans woman.
Yeah, and they adopted those kids.
And they stole those kids because those kids are... I can't remember their names, but they were two kids from Chicago that have been missing. I think it's like... One of them was named Crystal, and one of them was named, I think, Latia. They were sisters, and they went missing. And so those are the Obama kids, because the Obamas couldn't have kids, because Michelle is a trans man, and Obama is a cis man, and they got together, and so they had the kids, and it was like a whole fucking thing, and like...
Yeah. I'm telling you, fuck Abraham Lincoln's idea of keeping the Union together. If we must be a nation, can we just be the North? Drop the American name, call us the North. Let the South secede. Anybody with any Southern ideas, well, we're going to pass so much progressive legislation, you're just going to want to leave.
Diamond and Tiana. They've been missing for 15 years. Diamond and Tiana Bradley from Chicago.
And I bet they look exactly like them. You know what? I can't pull the pictures up for the show. It'll be weird for me to look at them. What the fuck? They really think all black people look alike.
Yes, they do.
All right.
Yes,
Jesus
they do.
Christ. Okay.
Yeah, Tiana Dunn.
In all, he is nothing more than a stain. An absolute disgusting stain.
That you can't ever get rid of.
But I want to. Disgusting stain.
Once you go black, you never
on
go
our
back.
History. Huh? An unbelievable blemish of miscalculation and bad judgment by the American people, and a sordid black eye suffered.
A black eye.
Right. He finally dropped the black part. In like the last 10 seconds, and he finally just said, fucking black. Shit.
Fucking black. I hate niggers.
In the midst of a geopolitical reputation, in all... A failed, fraudulent presidency.
Oh, you like the way he flipped that? Because that's what they say about Trump, is he's a fraudulent president.
Ah.
Yeah, like, you know, Trump is a fraud. So I like the way they put that to Obama. And like, you know, we've obviously had our critiques of Obama on this podcast.
Fuck,
we have
yeah.
a lot of fucking critiques of Obama. But if anybody thinks that fucking Trump is better at foreign policy relations than Obama, like, get the fuck out of here.
Trump, that nigga's not better at fucking tying his shoes. All right? You fucking shitting me?
He's better at white mediocrity.
Is this mediocre?
This
you know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things. Like, lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things.
I fucking can't get over it the way he's talking, because he's trying to be so condescending when they think they don't know what you're talking about.
I know.
He's like, that's like when your parents be mad at you, be like, well, why did you do this thing that I can't fully articulate, but you were wrong for doing it, child? Fuck that was. What are you doing?
Oh, nothing. God. I'm not doing anything.
Oh,
I'm trying to wrap up
God.
This episode, Miss Man.
Not. No, the fuck you're not.
Yes, I
see
am.
What the fuck you're doing.
Trying to end this episode,
nigga.
And she doesn't want me to. She doesn't want to let me end it.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.
All right. That's the facts.
You are listening to White on White Crime in the wine cellar. Dear God, somebody hand me a glass.
America united again.
Okay. These are all the facts. I know you're not hating. You hating on Trumpelstiltskin?
Huh. 45. The Angry Orange. Cheetolini. The Mandarine.
The Mandarine.
The Mandarine.
Like, oh, that one. That one was me, wasn't it?
Yeah, what the fuck does what's his name say about him?
Why?
Oh, shit, I can't remember what that one dude says. What the fuck does that guy say?
Which guy?
Peter B. Collins, I think?
Oh fuck! He says all sorts of shit. Are you talking about Bob Kincaid?
Maybe
when he calls the Trump followers the Trumpanzees?
No. He's a it was something like Caligula something.
Oh fuck! I don't even
or
know
it was
that.
Like fucking like shit, I can't remember what the fuck it was now, but it was like hilarious to me.
Visited Prague in August.
I'm fucking look that shit up.
I'm just gonna skip around a bit just because,
Because why the fuck not?
Names and everything else that was hacked recently. They didn't make a big deal out of that. That was something that was extraordinary. That was probably China. We had much hacking going on. And what?
Much hacking! We have much hacking!
We have much... He is so fucking inarticulate.
One of the things we're going to do, we have some of the greatest computer minds anywhere in the world that we've...
Some of the greatest computer minds... But niggas tripped out. Now I'm defending Obama. But niggas is tripping on Obama when he said a Jedi mind meld. You fucking nerds. Jesus.
Assembled. You saw just a sample of it 2 weeks ago up here where we had the 6 top people in the world. They were never in the same room together as a group. And we're going to put those minds together and we're going to form a defense. And I have to say this also. The Democratic National Committee was totally open to be hacked.
Okay, skipping around. 30 minutes, what's happening?
Organization are beyond...
What, who the fuck is that? I don't know who you are. Run it back.
And didn't report it? That's a horrible thing. That's a horrible thing. Can you imagine that if Donald Trump got the questions to the debate, it would have been the biggest story in the history of stories? And they would have said, immediately you have to get out of the race. Nobody even talked about it. It's a very terrible thing.
Yes, President-elect, can I ask you a question?
Thank you, Mr. President-elect.
On that intelligence report, the second part of their conclusion was that Vladimir Putin ordered it because he aspired to help you in the election. Do you accept that part of the finding? And will you undo what President Obama did to punish the Russians for this and keep it in place?
If Putin likes Donald Trump... I consider that an asset.
Did you just fucking talk about yourself in the third person?
Yep, if Putin likes Donald Trump.
Nigga, you Donald Trump. What the fuck? Nigga, you mean if Putin like your ass?
If he likes a bowl of Trumpios. What the fuck is happening?
We have a relationship with Russia. Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky.
What the fuck is number one tricky?
What the fuck? Rock.
Oh, no! He's Trump DMC. Holy shit, man. It's number one tricky? What the fuck is he talking? Let me dance that back a couple of seconds. Okay, let's try that again. I'm just gonna let it run through, see what he says after tricky. Maybe he's on to something.
Obama did. To punish the Russians for this, well, and keep it in place.
If Putin likes Donald Trump, I consider that an asset, not a liability.
Okay.
Because we have a horrible relationship with Russia. Russia can help us fight ISIS, which, by the way, is number one tricky.
What?
I mean, if you look, this administration created ISIS by leaving at the wrong time. The void was created, ISIS was formed.
Wait, but didn't this nigga say we should have never gone? Pick a fucking side, pick a fucking struggle, Cheetolini.
Well, and remember, like, way back in the older Wine Cellar episode, when we were still on the telephone broadcast, like, I played the audio from 2003, I think it was, when Trump was in favor of invading shit and running up and shit and getting his war on.
Yeah,
but now he runs around. I was against it from the start. I was just like him and Chris Matthews. They're both on that bullshit. I was against it from the start. Nigga, you got Chris Matthews got Phil Donahue fired over that shit. All right.
Likes Donald Trump? Guess what, folks? That's called an asset, not a liability. Now, I don't know that I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin.
Really?
I hope I do.
Really?
But there's a good chance I won't.
Really? I
what is... His face just says... It's not a... I mean, fucking... Beyond lying, he looks like he doesn't even know what the fuck he's talking about.
He doesn't. He is perpetually like that fucking, like, third grade kid who was supposed to do a book report and never read the book.
Yeah.
Well, I think the thing about the Indian in the cupboard is that the Indian was in the cupboard, and it was a great story about the cupboard because the cupboard was a very important part of the Indian, and the thing about the Indian is that he was in the cupboard, and so it was like... Integral. No, wait, he would never say the word integral.
He would try.
It was integrated a little.
Oh! Like, he wouldn't, like, he wouldn't know what to say if he was really, like, just talking about himself. Like, he was just like, my name is Donald Trump. Though it might not be Donald. It could be Jamal, but maybe it's Donald. All right, but that's not what's important right now. Yeah, like,
he's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
So, do you honestly believe
he is a very juicy orange? He's a clementine. Oh, that's what it was. It was Clementine Caligula.
That's what Peter B. Collins said.
I think it was Peter B. Collins. Somebody that you listened to was calling him Clementine Caligula.
Maybe Benjamin Dixon.
No, it was not Benjamin Dixon. It was one of the white podcasters with, like, the very professional radio voice.
Oh, that's definitely Collins then. Yeah.
Clementine Caligula.
Yeah, because, like, Collins, like, I mean, he's, like, in his 60s. Like, he's been doing this shit for a long time.
Tougher on Putin than me. Does anybody in this room really believe that? Give me a break.
Okay. I like how only two people said no, though.
Yeah.
You don't believe that, do you?
This is his favorite part where he gets to call on somebody, but then they ask a fucking question.
Look at his face.
Yeah, he's so proud.
I am the emperor?
Yeah, that one finger up. He actually does have short fingers.
He has little hands. He's the fucking tiny-handed terrorist, yeah. Nigga.
Like, I have short fingers, but he's like 6'4" or some shit.
That nigga's 6'4".
He's fucking big. Yeah, like, he's some shit like that. Yeah, look, she's gonna look. She's a Google Meister.
I am fucking finna Google that shit.
Yeah, he's fucking tall, man. Like I'm like, whatever, like 5 foot something or other. You know?
You're like 5'10".
5'10"? That's huge, man. I'm not 5'10".
Yes, the fuck you 5'10", are. Yes, that's a little. Yes, the fuck you are. You're taller than me, and I'm 5'8".
You sure? 5'10"? That's pretty wild, man.
He's 6'2". Damn, he got little hands for me and 6'2".
Okay. Yeah, 6'2". Yeah, he's fucking weird.
That was the most presidential thing he's ever done. He wanted to be fucking royalty so bad. He got like the queen has her wave. He has his fucking...
Let's see.
You may speak.
Yeah, funny
that you may praise me.
If it was Bernie Sanders, it would always be the curled finger. Like, Bernie Sanders is always throwing up crip when he wants to say something. He's always like, no, listen, this is what the whole set should be doing when we ride on the busters.
I'm going to get along with Vladimir Putin. I hope I do. Let me just tell you what I do.
Why is his mouth so weird when he says words?
Because it's also small.
Oh my god, he does have tiny hands.
Yeah. And look at how small his fucking mouth is. Like, he's disproportionate. I'm telling you, like, if a god exists, yo, he got put together out of the fucking, the
spare parts bin?
Yeah, the lost and found. You know? Like, they just threw some shit together. It says, throw it in New York. What could possibly go wrong?
I mean...
Our country. I'm a very high-profile person, would you say?
Praise me!
What the?
Praise me!
Would you say?
You fucking peasants! Praise me!
And why does he throw up his hands like a basketball player that just did a foul? Like, what is this shit?
Vulnerable to blackmail by Russia or by its intelligence agencies.
Let me just tell you what I do. When I leave our country, I'm a very high-profile person, would you say?
Praise me!
I am extremely careful. I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people.
That wasn't the fucking question, nigga! Wait, hold up! This nigga asked him, would that make you vulnerable to blackmail? He says, I have bodyguards, bitch!
And you know why? Because the only word his ass heard was vulnerable. Blackmail might register later, but he heard vulnerable. He said, hold up, I got bodyguards, I'm surrounded by people. The fuck you talking about?
You gonna roll up on me, nigga? Roll the fuck up on me, then!
Goofy ass.
I'm extremely careful. I'm surrounded by bodyguards. I'm surrounded by people. And I always tell them, anywhere, but I always tell them, if I'm leaving this country, be very careful. Because in your hotel rooms, and no matter where you go, you're going to probably have cameras. I'm not referring just to Russia, but I would certainly put them in that category. And number one, I hope you're going to be good anyway. But in those rooms, you have cameras.
No, you just said, like, number 4 and 5, and then said, but number 1.
In the strangest places. Cameras that are so small with modern technology, you can't see them and you won't know. You better be careful.
He's such such an old man that is amazed with what technology can do. You can't see them.
You can't even see it. It's fucking there. It's right fucking there. You can't even tell.
Oh, man.
Or you'll be watching yourself on nightly television. I tell this to people all the time.
I've never heard him say this before.
He says it all the time.
I never heard him say this before.
Every day. Holy shit, man. Who coordinated his tie to be the same hue of red as the flag
Nigga,
stripes?
Nigga, he wear that fucking tie every motherfucking day.
Like, he's essentially...
He wear that tie every fucking day.
How do you know? You know?
Nigga...
Oh,
I will fucking, I will fucking Google
it. Can't, it won't show up on the podcast listeners
Fine.
Cannot.
Fine.
I will roll with it.
Roll with it.
I actually think he wears it every day myself. He's essentially wearing a flag suit.
Yes.
I was in Russia years ago with the Miss Universe contest, which did very well. Moscow, the Moscow area.
My ratings. Did. Praise me,
Oh my
peasants.
Goodness. I'm
Praise
done,
me,
man. I'm fucking finished. I'm going to play that whole thing. I need audio of it, though, because I can't play video at work, but if I can get, like, audio, I would like to listen to that on a fucking shift at work. All right, folks, that was what was supposed to be. I don't even want to look at the fucking time. God damn it, an hour. Exactly. As soon as I opened my fucking face, it was an hour.
It's an hour, 2 minutes. Wait, didn't we have another story, though, or no?
No, man.
No? Okay.
This was supposed to only be, like, 30 minutes. God damn it. So for those extra 30 minutes, paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam, patreon.com/winecellarmediafund. We gosh darn need it. And thanks to one of the homie locos. I'm not trying to blow up, like, cuz hits me up and like they're like on the low, so I don't want to blow up that nigga's name. But cuz hit us up real proper. Like, I might get that mixing board, Miss Ma'am. Like, off of this individual, definitely gonna get that mixing board, like, in a couple of months. Because I need it, which is an interface, but other people see it as a mixing board.
Yeah.
I'm talking like Donald Trump.
I have the best mixing board.
Yeah, it's got knobs. Lots of knobs.
Lots is going on.
Yeah, there's volume. There's panning.
Some people will call it Williams mixing board.
I call it the Williams mixing board myself. I don't know this William you speak of.
I'm a very high profile person.
Yes.
I'm surrounded by people.
Yes.
The best people.
The greatest people. Fiance, stepson, the greatest people.
The greatest people. We are the greatest people.
We have like two little black dolls in the living room, Haitian statues. I'm surrounded by the best people. The best. Jesus fuck, man. All right, and I think that'll be that. So there you go. Facebook Live only to the William J. Jackson page. Didn't see it anywhere. If you ain't on the William J. Jackson page, you ain't see shit, motherfucker. And don't forget Kimberly Nicole. Rise Up with Kimberly Nicole. Check out her program. She has her own podcast, but she's sick right now with the influenza. And so she's going to bounce right back with that.
Well, that's actually just a government conspiracy.
Oh,
because
shit.
The globalists made us all sick and Donald Trump has a cure and he's going to give it to us. Also, he's going to cure cancer.
Or that's what's happening because they're already taking away Obamacare. The Negroes are getting sick already. She does a fantastic program. Go on iTunes, rate it. I need to go on iTunes and give her program a 5-star rating to get it started off. Right, because she only has one episode, but go give it a fucking 5-star rating so she can get you 5 episodes,
yes.
Then 5,000. All right, yeah. So hit up Kimberly Nicole and Madison Page. Take a look at Madison Page's Bold Blue campaigns. All right, Bold Blue campaigns, and see what's going on there. Madison Page is the Democrat that I fuck with. All right,
you remembered it that time,
huh?
You remembered it that time.
Well, the thing is, it's not Bold Blue Media anymore.
Right.
All
right.
I don't know if people know that. All right. So facts are facts. It's Bold Blue Campaigns now. All right. And I think that be your wine cellar matey. All right.
Aye, Captain.
Aye, Miss Ma'am said aye.
He's got the biggest, juiciest fruits I've ever seen.
Why?
Yeah.
It's White on White Wednesday, and it's time for White on White Crime.